Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Geography for Dummies by Jerry T. Mitchell is an accessible educational reference that introduces geography as a way of thinking rather than a list of capitals, rivers, and borders. Written in the practical style of the Four Dummies series, it explains how physical processes, human decisions, maps, climate, resources, migration, and political boundaries shape the world people inhabit. Mitchell, a geography professor and department chair at the University of South Carolina, presents the subject for general readers, students, and educators who want a broad foundation without specialist jargon. The book combines physical geography, human geography, and applied geographic reasoning, showing why location matters for everyday choices such as land use, transportation, emergency services, resource management, and environmental planning. Its purpose is not to replace an atlas, but to help readers understand patterns, causes, and spatial relationships behind what maps display. It offers a structured entry point into geographic literacy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, geographic thinking as the central skill behind the subject. A central emphasis of Geography for Dummies is that geography is not mainly a memory exercise. The book frames geography as a disciplined way to ask where things are, why they are there, how they are connected, and what consequences follow from their location. This shift matters because many public issues are spatial before they are political or economic. Housing patterns, disaster exposure, food distribution, traffic congestion, and access to public services all depend on relationships among places. Mitchell presents geographic thinking as a practical method for recognizing patterns across scale, from a neighborhood land use dispute to global climate effects. The value of this approach is that it prevents readers from treating places as isolated facts. A city is not only a dot on a map, a border is not only a line, and a desert is not only an empty space. Each reflects physical conditions, historical choices, economic pressures, and human adaptation. By foregrounding this mode of inquiry, the book gives beginners a conceptual foundation that can be used across many topics rather than a collection of disconnected geographical facts. Secondly, maps, coordinates, GPS, and the interpretation of spatial information. The book gives particular attention to maps because they are one of geography's most important tools, but it treats them as interpretive instruments rather than neutral pictures. Readers are introduced to basic map reading, geographic coordinates, scale, direction, and the ways maps organize information into usable form. This is important because every map makes choices about what to show, what to simplify, and how to represent relationships across space. Mitchell connects traditional map skills with contemporary tools such as GPS and digital mapping, showing that geographic literacy remains necessary even when technology supplies instant location data. A GPS device can tell a user where something is, but it does not automatically explain why a route is efficient, why a community developed in a particular place, or how a landscape changed over time. The book, therefore, encourages readers to look beyond the convenience of digital maps and ask what spatial information is being communicated. This makes the discussion useful for everyday navigation, classroom learning, and interpreting maps used in news, planning, environmental reports, and public policy. Thirdly, physical geography through climate, landforms, water, and environmental systems. Geography for Dummies introduces physical geography by explaining how natural systems create the conditions in which human life operates. Topics such as climate, weather, landforms, water supply, and the movement of continents help readers understand why environments differ so sharply across the planet. The example of a rainforest on one side of a mountain and a desert on the other captures the book's practical style. It points to the interaction of elevation, winds, rainfall, and terrain, rather than treating landscapes as random scenery. This matters because physical geography shapes agriculture, settlement, transportation, natural hazards, and resource availability. The book also connects physical processes to change over time, including the way landscapes are altered by erosion, climate patterns, and human activity. Its strength for general readers is that it avoids isolating science from lived consequences. Climate is not presented only as abstract atmospheric behavior, and landforms are not merely features to identify. They become part of a larger explanation of why societies develop unevenly across environments, and why environmental decisions require an understanding of natural constraints. Fourthly, human geography of population, migration, borders, and cities. The human geography sections examine how people organize themselves across space and how that organization changes over time. A population distribution, migration, borders, cities, and cultural patterns are treated as outcomes of both opportunity and constraint. People move toward jobs, safety, family networks, farmland, ports, or urban services, while also being shaped by conflict, environmental stress, law, and political boundaries. The book's value lies in linking these movements to spatial patterns, rather than presenting human geography as a list of demographic facts. A border can redirect migration, divide cultural regions, or concentrate economic activity. A city can grow because of trade routes, transportation advantages, resource access, or political importance. By describing these relationships in accessible terms, Mitchell helps readers interpret current events with more geographic precision. Issues such as urban growth, population pressure, immigration debates, and regional inequality become easier to understand when seen through place, distance, movement, and connection. This makes the book useful for readers who want a clearer framework for social and political questions that appear regularly in public discussion. Lastly, applied geography for resources, land use, planning, and environmental impact. A distinctive feature of the book is its applied orientation. Geography is presented not only as a school subject, but as a way to make better decisions about where activities should occur and what effects they may produce. Land use, resource management, environmental impact, transportation, and public services all involve geographic judgment. For example, the location of a fire station, a highway, a farm, or a factory depends on distance, access, population distribution, terrain, risk, and competing needs. Mitchell's treatment shows that geography can identify efficient locations, but also raises questions of fairness and environmental responsibility. Human beings use the planet to meet needs, yet overuse can damage water, soil, climate systems, and habitats. The book, therefore, positions geography as a bridge between practical planning and ethical awareness. Readers are encouraged to see spatial choices as consequential. Where people build, extract, travel, and settle affects both immediate convenience and long-term sustainability. This practical dimension helps distinguish the book from references that focus mainly on place names or physical features. In conclusion, Geography for Dummies is best suited for readers who want a broad, readable introduction to geography without assuming prior academic training. High school students, adult learners, teachers seeking a supplementary overview, and general readers who follow environmental or geopolitical news can all benefit from its structure. Its practical advantage is that it teaches readers to interpret maps, recognize spatial patterns, and connect physical environments with human decisions. Intellectually, it helps replace scattered place knowledge with a more coherent understanding of relationships among climate, landforms, population, resources, cities, borders, and technology. Compared with atlases, it does not simply show where things are. Compared with more specialized textbooks, it avoids excessive technical detail and focuses on the organizing questions that make geography useful. Its position in the For Dummies series also gives it a clear pedagogical identity, with approachable explanations and an emphasis on confidence for beginners. What makes it stand out in its category is the balance between physical geography, human geography, and applied reasoning. It treats geography as a living framework for understanding contemporary issues, from GPS navigation to climate and land use, rather than as a static catalog of locations. Readers looking for advanced theory may need a university text, but those seeking geographic literacy will find a practical and coherent starting point. If you would like to support Jerry T. Mitchell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.